nodded knowingly, just in case the doctor or Rose came in. A warning? He checked another readout. Cry for help, grinned. Damsel in distress, maybe. Probably best not to touch anything. Probably best to wait for the doctor. Then again, what the hell? The doctor arrived at a run, Rose in his wake. He was stern. She was grinning. What's the fuss? Rose asked. Just a distress call, Jack told her, moving aside as the doctor's elbow connected with his stomach. Nothing much. Happens all the time on the high frontier. Not like this, the doctor told him, not looking up from the scanner. This is serious stuff. As if in reply, the bleeping changed from a regular pulse to a violent cacophony. That shouldn't happen. Slowly, the doctor turned towards Jack. You haven't done anything stupid, have you? What, me? You think I don't know the standard operating procedure? There isn't a standard operating procedure, Rose reminded him. She was at the console now, too, straining to see the scanner. Here, let's have a butcher's. Oh, great. Distress call comes in and you want to open a meat shop. Shut it, you two, the doctor ordered. Someone's responded to the signal, so that's all right. Is it? Rose asked. Yeah, whoever it was will go and help. Sort it. They will? Jack asked quietly. Bound to. Morally obliged. They get first dibs. No one else will bother now there's been a response, will they? Automated systems broadcast for help. Someone responds, and they start streaming all sorts of location data and details. Signal strength's gone up 500%, probably using the last of their backup energy power. Though after so long, it'll be a waste of someone's time, I expect. I wonder who responded, Rose said. She was already turning away, dismissing the problem from her mind. Well, Jack said. Actually, the doctor's mouth dropped open. You didn't. He turned away as Jack started whistling again. You did. He was back at the scanner. They're getting pretty frantic now, thinking they're about to be rescued from whatever godforsaken lump of rock they're stuck on. Well, they needn't think I'm going to... His voice trailed off into a frown. Morally obliged, Jack said quietly. Yeah, we should go and help, Doctor, Rose put in. Where are they? Some barren wilderness that's good for nothing, Jack suggested. The doctor looked up, smiling again now. It's Earth. Early 21st century. Jack nodded glumly. Told you so. One of General Grodny's large hands was wrapped around a cut glass tumbler. His other hand held the remote control for the wall screen. His face was set in a granite grimace that gave no clues as to how much the vodka was burning his throat. But when he spoke, it sounded as if his voice was being strained through broken glass, hoarse and discordant and rough.
How long ago?
The men with him did not need to ask what he meant. The energy pattern was flashing on the image that covered the screen. They had started with a map of the whole of northern Russia. The energy pulse was a pinprick of yellow on the red background. Then they zoomed in to the Novorossiysk Peninsula, then Novorossiysk itself. Finally this, a satellite picture. It was so clear you could see the base and the old barracks and military facilities. The submarines were dark slugs, edging into the frozen water of the bay. The energy pulse was a ripple of discordant color across the clifftops.
It started 11 minutes ago. There may have been some background energy before that, but within tolerance, nothing to worry about.
And why is it not coming from the submarine pens? The general demanded. If it is radiation from the old reactors.
A new thought struck him, and he gulped at the vodka.
Have the missiles been removed?
Most of them. But there are still some SSN-19s on one of the boats,
the aide swallowed.
Perhaps several. Actually, we don't know.
Grodny sighed.
Of course we don't know. We don't know anything. Not anymore. Why should we care if there's a radiation leak in the middle of nowhere and a few shipwrecked class cruise missiles ready...